This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, I do this show live Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, and then back from 9 to midnight. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And we go out on the AM and FM dial from New York to Texas to Denver, Colorado, Albuquerque, New Mexico to Northern California. We simulcast on Global Shortwave worldwide during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. Got a bunch of other news items coming up. In the third hour, about 59 minutes from now, we've got Glenn Spencer from American Border Patrol, talking about how the police chief there in Los Angeles said, if you don't like all illegals being legalized and taking your jobs, you can just leave the state. Arnold saying he's for totally legal immigration, the analysis of what's happening to the imploding borders by design right now, and a bunch of other news. I'm going to get to a lot of that this hour. We've got loaded phones here. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Wes in Tennessee. Go ahead. You're on the air.
God bless you. It's good to talk to you this afternoon, Alex.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you. I've got a couple of heads up, and I'd like to lead that into those wonderful films that you've done. And I'll try to zip through these as fast as I can. There's a current movie out called Knock Around Guys, starring Vin Diesel. It has a scene in it where a half a dozen young guys were trying to fight off some mafioso types. Go into a gun store with the most ridiculous-looking redneck caricature you've ever seen, who says, well, we just don't need all that paperwork. When they start to flash some cash, he goes ahead and tells them to pick up all the ammo and all the guns they want. It's another nice little piece of propaganda that seems to be turning up. And
oh, yeah, like a gun dealer just goes, here, have all the guns
you
want.
Yeah, right. Okay, another one is that since 1999 here in Knox County, Tennessee, violent crime has been cut by half. And another thing that Tennesseans are doing is there's a lot of guys down here that are getting still carry permits, and they've got that one gun registered, but buried someplace in a location known only to them, they've got a half a dozen handguns, rifles, and shotguns.
Here's the problem. It's a process. They're killing the Second Amendment culture, and by accepting, instead of, imagine if all the concealed carry people went to rallies, sued the government, got involved, and said, no, we need Vermont right to carry, no paperwork, no, none of this garbage. That's, and then, of course, lowest crime rate in the country. That's what we need. That's the problem with concealed carry.
Well, the thing is we know that when the cops come out, you know, they're going to probably just, you know, want that one gun that's registered. They're not going to know about that other half dozen handguns, rifles, and shotguns.
Well, what about Vin Diesel, though? He's in all these movies where he's a criminal, but he's the new CIA.
He's the new CIA.
And you find out the CIA is hiring criminals and young thugs.
That's right.
That's the new America. Oh, the criminals fight for the homeland. Yeah.
Now, to get this tied into your film, because you've exposed the kind of corruption, because we've seen the truth of Oklahoma City, because you've shown us the truth of Waco, Texas, the truth about 9/11, one of these days, and God forbid this is going to happen, but I can see it count, see the handwriting on the wall, Alex, they're going to, these black jackbooted thugs are going to kick in the wrong door. There's going to be a lot of body bags getting zipped up, and there's going to be some cops in those body bags, because people are not taking the idea that they necessarily want an armed overthrow of the government, but they just want to defend themselves and defend their property.
Well, yeah, people are going to defend themselves, and I think that's wrong. I think you shouldn't defend your family. You should go quietly to be taken to FEMA camps. You should turn all your guns in, Wesley.
That'll be the day. It'll snow in hell first.
people. That's what America's all about, is being a slave. And the Founding Fathers said you had no right to resist tyranny. Standing up to tyranny is bad. Being a slave is good. We'll be right back.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast as we defend liberty, resist tyranny. Let's go right back to the calls and let's move through them quickly. Let's go ahead and talk to, is it Ian in Texas? Go ahead, Ian, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex, thanks for having me on.
Welcome.
All right, in my independent research here, I've been able to uncover some stuff I definitely find interesting. Have you heard of the chronological history of health, or the history of health chronological order?
You know, I'm having trouble understanding you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me turn up the volume here. You hear me better now?
What are you saying?
Basically, my girlfriend and I work at a law firm, and we were doing some independent research. We found some interesting articles on fluoride. And
you're saying something about chronological health, and I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's the history of health and chronological order. It's this packet of information that starts in 550 AD and goes to 1997, I believe. Anyways, it has facts in it that state, like when the bubonic plague broke out, people who didn't have any sugar in their dietary system escaped the bubonic plague. That's stuff that obviously the FDA doesn't talk about how bad sugar really is for you. Just wanted to mention something about that, or give the link.
Now, I know all the information. There's a lot of medical information. You got to be careful about it, though. Just because somebody says it's a fact doesn't make it so. But on fluoride, I actually have several medical reports here. In fact, I'm going to try to read some of this in this hour, where they admit that it retards brain development, causes bone fractures, all sorts of diseases.
Right.
The type of fluoride they put in the water is the toxic waste leavings of fertilizer and aluminum production and purification, and so the stuff they're putting in it has lead and other horrible stuff mixed with it. And the government admits they lobbied in the late 40s when, after World War II, they had giant stockpiles of fluoride, sodium fluoride, and other types of deadly fluoride, and they lobbied to, okay, let's put small amounts in the water. It's like depleted uranium. They have hundreds of thousands of tons of depleted uranium from nuclear power plants and nuclear weapons production. And so they said, oh, we'll just use it for tank armor. Okay, we'll just use it for ship armor. We'll use it in the high-powered machine guns,
wow,
the Vulcan guns in A-10 Warthogs and in F-18s, and we'll use it in the Abrams tank, and we'll use it for armored vehicles and for missile tips.
Right.
And then we'll blast Iraq with it, and we'll blast Serbia with it, and the head of the army you went to investigate says it's killing the troops, it's very dangerous, and suddenly that leaves the headlines.
Right.
So, yeah, they take toxic waste and put it in small amounts into the environment. These people are really, really sick, folks.
Totally psychotic. Let's see, on another topic, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I found the smoking gun.
It's on
Infowars.com,
and it's on PrisonPlanet.com. And it was in the Washington Post today, and I told everybody, I told you he said that he admires Hitler. I told you that he was part of orgies. I told you that the guy brags. He says he doesn't like Jesus, doesn't like Christians. And by the way, this isn't a book he wrote in the 80s.
Right.
The guy hangs around with Kurt Waldheim, a Nazi, now.
Right.
And the guy's endorsed by the Simon Wiesenthal Center.
Yeah, I mean, he was obviously totally been groomed for this position for, the past decade at least.
When he married Emma the Kennedys in 86.
Right.
He's been Emma the Kennedys since 1981.
I love that picture of his wife doing the Illuminati hello wave.
By the way, that link on our website was dead to our Arnold section. It's been put back up, and we've added the picture of him doing his favorite pose, the Heil Hitler. But again, you've got to do the Heil Hitler to get the Simon Wiesenthal Center stamp of approval. If you don't do that, you don't get their approval.
No kidding.
Well, according to what they're doing with Arnold now, yeah.
Wow. My girlfriend actually made an interesting observation last night. We were standing out looking at our yard and wondered why our plants have been dying, even though we've been watering them pretty frequently, and we realized that it was most likely that the tap water has been singeing the plants. But she said that there's two different systems, one for the tap water and one for the yard water. And basically her observation was that if people were to water their lawns and see it die, then they might wonder, well, you know, what's that water doing to me?
Yeah, my grandmother's, you know, really good with plants, and she has big jugs. She puts the tap in, makes it sit a week, and a lot of the chemicals break down and evaporate off. Oh, yeah, it's they got a precedent now to put poison in the water, and then they just say it's a conspiracy theory when you complain. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Texas. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
What I wanted to talk about is John Ashcroft. Does he belong to the Bilderbergers? You know, he's pushing the Patriot Act and all that garbage.
John Ashcroft isn't the guy that wrote the Patriot Act. He's just a touch of the head.
No, I know. But he's a minion of theirs, going around being the little shoes man Hitler.
Oh, by the way, I have a Reuters article in Detroit yesterday, and it's on PrisonPlanet.com right now. It's already in yesterday's news. He was in Detroit, and a member of LaRouge stood up and told the truth. said, when are your terrorists going to strike again? When are you going to give us another 911? We know the government's behind it. When are you going to stop lying to the people? And I'm begging folks in Detroit. I'm begging people.
Did he respond or just...
Hold on just a second. I'm begging people. Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I'm begging people there in Detroit to send me this tape. Please. And yes, sir, he did respond according to Reuters. He was, quote, visibly shaken along with the police whose faces, quote, turned red. And then the crowd, there's several articles on this, began to clap, even though that was just the media. Several people clapped, not the entire crowd, because the crowd was a staged crowd, that said some people clapped. That's out of the Detroit Free Press article. We need to get all of those posted. It's just so much happening. And the guy escaped out to the crowd instead of anti-government protesters outside. So you're anti-government when you're pro-Bill of Rights. Thank you for the call, Tim. Really do appreciate it. Let's go and talk to Ron in New York, then Deborah, Ed, and others. Ron, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Alex, you know, I was thinking and pondering the election out in California, and I came to a conclusion. If the best that the people in California can settle on as the forerunners in this race, the Schwarzenegger and Bustamante, maybe that says something about the character of the larger part of people in that state. Maybe they'll wind up getting the leadership they deserve. Maybe they like the Roman circus or a Babylonian delight. I'm beginning to wonder, because if it was a state that was largely populated by people with a sense of self-respect and decency, they would find and insist upon a third legitimate and viable alternative to these two other clowns. So I kind of blame, in part, I kind of blame people for the situation that they're in. Now, I heard, and I'm sure you're familiar with, Schwarzenegger's interview on Hannity yesterday, which basically, I guess, he showed his card. He made a statement, and I'm sure most people will never pick up on this, that he will not raise taxes in California, which is the issue of the moment, of course, unless there's an emergency. Well, guess what, folks? With a $38 billion shortfall in the state that's probably growing every day, should he succeed, the moment he enters office, he's going to claim that's the emergency, and he's going to wind up zinging them. I mean, you have to be naive not to see this. Of course, on the other hand, Bustamante has already indicated that. So what kind of people comprise the state of California?
Well, for those who don't know, Cruz Bustamante is a racist member of MeChA. There's all these video clips and audio clips of him saying, if whites don't like it, get out of here. We're taking over. It's like having David Duke, being the governor of California. People wouldn't like that. I mean, he's worse than David Duke for the views. I mean, David Duke doesn't say all blacks out. You know, hold on, let me continue here. So more overt than David Duke, and I saw him on NBC last night. Again, I never watch TV, but I watched about 20 minutes flipping around, and I did see Bustamante. Talk about an arrogant fat cat. You got a racist socialist gun grabber running against a racist socialist abortion promoting gun grabber, and now they've got this wee Playboy interview from 1977 with Arnold talking about drugs and sex and orgies and all this other garbage, and how much he, you know, the guy said how much he loves Hitler. But that's okay, Ron.
Well, you know something, with Bustamante, the organization he belongs to has a motto. And the motto is everything for our race and nothing for the other races. That's the motto of an organization this man is associated with and will not disavow.
Yeah, MeChA and yeah. La Raza means the race. So, I mean, I'm a white guy. How about I start an organization called The Race?
You know, this is
And you got to be you got to have blonde hair and blue eyes to join my my club. But see, that would be bad. But no, it's okay. And notice it's the old white bankers out of New York funding this. They want race war. They want everybody at each other's throats.
Well, look at the two men that emerge as front runners. And another thing, too, I want to get this straight once and for all, because this really is turning my stomach. I am tired. Every time an elite is caught in his past, he turns around and he says, well, that was years ago when I was younger. Well, let me say something. If it was a non-privileged, non-elite person and you did something or said something in your late 20s, when you were 26 or 28 or 29 years old, I guarantee you that tag would follow you the rest of your life. No one would say, he was just a little 28-year-old boy when he said it.
Yeah, 28 years old? Much of our founding fathers were that old.
Alex, you or I or anyone else in this country that doesn't have a privilege, okay, would be held to account for things we said at
that
age.
Well, hey, Arnold says he took part in orgies. I bet he did at the Bohemian Grove.
You know, well.
Thanks for the call. We'll be back with more calls, more news.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a Gold Alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. With $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Hardly a day goes by in the garden without the Cobra Head. I want to tell you about a great little garden tool called the Cobra Head. First, take half of the tools you're currently using in the garden, throw them away, and call 1-866-YO-COBRA. The Cobra Head is like having a steel fingernail. This tool plants, scalps, cultivates, transplants, dethatches, harvests, furrows, digs, you name it. The Cobra Head can do it. With the Cobra Head, I can make quick work out of weeding my garden beds, especially between the garden rows where space is tight. I love to spend time in the garden as any gardener does. But now my time in the garden is a lot more productive. The Cobra Head handheld multi-purpose garden tool has certainly earned my personal stamp of approval, and I'd recommend it to anyone. But don't take my word for it. The Cobra Head just received the recommendation and seal of approval from the National Home Gardening Club after being tested by 200 members. Don't wait another minute. Call toll-free 1-866-YO-COBRA. That's 1-866-962-6272, or visit CobraHead.com.
Welcome back, my friends. I know we've got a lot of callers. I'm going to take two or three more. I'm going to come back in the next segment, cover news, and then go back to calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Deborah in Indiana. Go ahead, Deborah. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about last Friday, the 22nd of August, in Addison, Illinois. there was supposedly a large drug ring in something called the Bradford apartment, like a big series of apartment buildings, a big complex. And they showed on the 10 o'clock news that there were approximately 50 police cars, and the latest thing that they've been using, too, are those little four-wheeler ATVs and fire trucks to actually, like, invade this apartment complex. And then they flash...
Well, they do that all the time, and it's all about toys. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't have, you know, go-karts next and wear little funny hats. They'll be driving around Austin. There'll be four guys with black helmets on four-wheelers, and they're all just playing around, driving down the street, having a good time. They might decide to swarm you and pull you over. It's all part of the homeland. All the border stays wide open. The drugs pour in.
Right.
And all the time they use the U.S. Army or National Guard. I've got Associated Press articles out of Missouri a few years ago where you had headlines like, town searched, and they would just send in the police and military and search, quote, every apartment. This quote, we got to find out if any of you are using drugs. And then a lot of these apartments now are 25% owned by the government. That is, they're 25% housing assistance. And you don't even know you're in a housing assistance apartment because you're paying normal rent. You're not getting assistance. But under that, then, they claim they can search your apartment without a warrant because you're in a government assistance house.
Right.
And so they do it to government assistance apartments. And I talked about it yesterday, how one of my friends is a big manager of one of the biggest apartment complexes in Austin, which is one of the biggest apartment companies in the country. They own golf courses, high-rises, you name it. And they have been covertly merged with the government. They're very profitable. They weren't bankrupt. So they don't have to pay taxes anymore, but they get to keep all the profits. But 25% of all their properties would have to be disadvantaged or government. Their golf courses now have to serve the FBI or the Praetorian Guard. I mean, this is really scary and sick. And now, so when you're in this, when they raid you, then you find out you were a federal slave with no rights.
I'm not sure if this was one of those type of complexes, but after they showed all these police and fire units and ATVs, they then panned the camera over to a tank.
Well, see, that's where I knew where you were going next. Yeah.
And, again, the militarization of the police, and I called this in on a local radio program, and the fella said, well, you know, there was nobody of a military nature in that vehicle. Well, you know,
oh, really?
Pretty,
all over
pretty
the news?
Sad when you have to have a tank, no matter who's in it.
Well, all over the news,
here.
All over the news, they've said they're getting rid of posse comitatus, so your talk show host isn't informed. But when they do, when he finally hears it on the news, he'll go, okay, we need troops. See, today he says it's bad because he hadn't gotten the word yet. As soon as he knows the peer pressure says that everybody's a slave, he'll go, okay, sure.
Yeah, well, I almost fell off the couch when I saw this tank.
Well, yeah, they are leaving armored vehicles and going to the larger LAVs, light armored vehicles that are basically wheeled tanks. I see lots of photos now, police and heavy marine LAVs. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
Interesting call, Deborah. Cliff in Colorado, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Yes, I've called before. I enjoy your program. I want to encourage all the listeners to be proactive and be foot soldiers in this cause. I make copies of tapes. I put letters in the papers. I promote your program. I tell people about it. I used to get real... I guess angry that you would raise your voice and be frustrated that people aren't getting the word out, and then it dawned on me. We're not doing what we have to do. Every day you have to make conscious effort to be proactive and exploit these evil people.
You mean exploit the areas we've got to expose them?
Exactly. And we need to write letters to the paper. We need to make copies of your videos. We need to give them out. We need to do more than what we're doing. I'm giving out hundreds of tapes, and I'm slowly converting people to your who listen to your program and watch your tape. It's a tough job, but I just feel like we're not doing enough.
Well, we don't have a choice, and I commend you for what you're doing. We've got a break. I tell you what, we got a break. Stay right there, and we'll come back to you, sir, and other callers and news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey lights self-sterilize up.
Learn and teach others how to say no when asked for a Social Security number. Visit nonumber.com or call 1-800-831-6141.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm going to let Cliff finish up, and then I'm going to cover some news, and we'll go to Gary and Tom and Tom and many others that are holding. Cliff in Colorado was making some points about waking people up and using my documentary films to do it. And I've found that Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 are some of the best tools out there to really show people the big picture. Because if you try to explain one thing to somebody, they've already got all these preconceptions about everything else. They don't get the big picture. The films, the books, the materials we offer are all extremely insightful when it comes to taking the blinders off people's minds, unlocking their minds. It's so important. But we're going to re-enter into what we've seen time and time again in history, and that is tyranny with this whole high-tech overlay. But going back to Cliff in Colorado, Cliff, you said you used to hear me get mad on the air and that irritated you, but now it doesn't?
Well, yeah, because I'm a proactive person. I challenge what you state. I research what you state, and I think for myself, and I've come to the conclusion that I can't find any untruth that you speak. And I make copies. I talk about the issues you talk about. I write letters to the paper. Most people think I'm a kook when I talk about these things. And when I'd hear you raise your voice, I'd yell at the radio saying, Alex, I'm trying to promote this stuff and tell people the truth and wake people up.
Well, you got to understand, I don't do this show in a calculated fashion. I get mad some days. Some days I'm in a good mood. Some days I'm depressed. And you know, that'll just come through. And when they're doing horrible things, it blows my mind. It upsets me. And we need to get upset. We need to be really angry about what's happening and then find solutions because our whole society is being destroyed. But I want to commend you for your work, Cliff, and take care.
Oh, go ahead. Of course, Doc. What I'm trying to say is I'm sure a lot of your callers and listeners like to discuss these issues and debate them and research them. But what do they do when they get off the phone? Do they write letters to the paper? Do they make copies of your film? You know, if one of our biggest allies could be the library system. They're in the front lines fighting the Patriot Act. If every one of your listeners went to the public libraries today or tomorrow and asked that they get your videos and bring them to the library, that would be a big wake-up call. If you go to the library and try and get a book on the secret societies or the New World Order, there's nothing there. And I've asked my library, and
There are a lot of books that are best sellers out there, like Texas Books and others, both Tex Mars and Jim Mars, but who are related, by the way. They're from the same Scottish clan. But it's incredible that you don't see those best-selling books on the bookshelves at the library. And I agree. You should tell the library to get my books, to get their books, to get them all, to have those videos that, hey, tell them that Police State 3 Total Enslavement is 2 hours and 40 minutes long. 40 minutes of it, or about 30% of it, is about the Patriot Act 1 and 2 detailed analysis. So that's a great idea. Thanks for the call, Cliff.
Thanks.
Really do want to commend you. And absolutely, you know, more important than just getting my videos is that once you get my films, make at least 10 copies and give them to police, the sheriff, the county commissioner, the local talk show host. Make those 10 copies, give them to them, and say, this is some really powerful forbidden information. You need to watch it. And about 98% of what's in my films are documented and confirmed. Frankly, in hindsight, after watching my films, I mean, there's stuff in there that isn't accurate. you know, like a date will be wrong by a day or two, or I'll have, you know, a date off by a year or something, you know, something that happened in history, or, I mean, that's really about it. Or on the picture of Dianne Feinstein, and I'll say it's Barbara Boxer. You know, and I know the difference between Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer, but, you know, you get in a hurry, you're doing something, and then once you make something and then put it out, it's hard to go back. But, I mean, at least we try to tell the truth, and we try to do the best job we can. The media tries to spin and tries to lie and tries to con you, and that's the big difference. All right, I'm going to just real fast get into news because I really need to do this, and I want to get into fluoride, too, and I want to get to all your calls. I will get to the four or five oldest calls that have been holding before we end the shower, all the Toms and Gary and others. But, again, I just want to say that it was a horrible mass shooting in Chicago yesterday where they have a total gun ban, and this guy was a convicted aggravated felon, violent felon, and he had a gun. And in Vermont or Texas or Alabama, or even, you know, places like Colorado that haven't been totally socialized yet, you try to go into some mom-and-pop factory and do that, I guarantee you the manager's going to come out and blow your head off. So a lot of lives got lost because no one was armed in there to fight back against this punk. At the same time, I want to say the police did a better job at least charging in against the guy. They didn't wait there 4 hours like Columbine, so that is certainly some good news. Seven dead in the Chicago shooting. A caller called yesterday right about this time and mentioned an Arizona Republic article that I didn't have about how they were billing Ashcroft's visit to Phoenix and what the U.S. attorneys were going to do at future meetings as a public debate. And here's the article, Patriot Act debate planned in Arizona. Arizona Republic, Arizona's top federal prosecutor, has scheduled a community meeting in Phoenix on the USA Patriot Act, the controversial anti-terrorism law adopted. And they go in to say there needs to be an honest and open debate about the Patriot Act. That's a script. I have Ashcroft in my film saying we need an honest and open debate about the Patriot Act, and then lying and saying it doesn't affect citizens, lying and saying there's no Patriot Act, too. How dare anyone say that after it was introduced, folks? It's introduced officially, and he's saying it doesn't exist. You're crazy if you say it does. I mean, this guy's something else. So we have the U.S. attorney saying the exact same stuff Ashcroft was saying a year ago, 6 months ago, in different propaganda pushes. And he ordered all the U.S. attorneys, 94 of them, to have meetings in towns. And they're not to have it open to the public. They're to select government employees to be there. They're to have police in dress uniform salute the U.S. attorneys. And now we've seen the meetings, and just that happens. But I'll tell you what's important about this article. They call it Patriot Act debate plan in Arizona. So the average person reads that, believes the headline, that prejudices their thought process, and they think, oh, we're debating it in America. These are staged events. Now, yesterday, in Detroit, Michigan, and I want to commend those in Detroit, and we have a lot of listeners up there. We're not on the radio in Detroit, but we have several AM and FM affiliates in the state of Michigan. I know a lot of folks were emailing me telling they were planning to go confront him. A LaRouge person, identifying himself as a Lenin LaRouge follower, and LaRouge does put out good information, by and large, about government-sponsored terror, stood up at the end of Ashcroft's speech, just like I did to Bush, and said, quote, when, Mr. Ashcroft, are you going to order your terrorists to carry out another 911? Where will it be, Mr. Ashcroft? When are you going to stop lying to the American people? And according to Reuters, I haven't seen it, and according to the Detroit Free Press, Ashcroft became visibly shaken and turned beet red, and so did all the police chiefs and people. And they did not arrest him, by the way, because that's been backfiring on them to arrest somebody that does that. He was allowed to leave. But see, they're billing it on the news as an open debate. It says he had to lie and claim he was a news reporter, had a fake press pass, got in to the staged event. That said several others clap, and that police did move in and get positioned beside them. So we're having staged events right here in America, folks. It should make you want to puke. Rights advocates slam new screening system, Washington Times. The CAPS 2 system will run a complete background check of all passengers daily, 2 million passengers flying daily. I didn't know it was 2 million. Man, that is massive, more than 2 million. And Bob Barr, civil liberties advocate and former Republican congressman from Georgia, said the program seeks to gather evidence on law-abiding citizens in vain hopes that someone will magically identify terrorists. It's not about that. It's an admitted cashless society grid. I've got Ridge on videotape saying there'll be four levels of security on your card. To have a car, to have a job, to work anywhere, you're going to be drug tested. Everything. A DNA database, you'll have a barcode on your ID card that shows what your DNA is. That's now being proposed in England, being proposed here. Your credit record, if you're a registered voter, what political party, how much money you make, bank account numbers, all that. And they say one bad credit score, quote, then they can discriminate and not let you fly. You've already heard how the Green Party head can't fly anywhere. The heads of the Green Party, which are, you know, legitimate people, I don't agree with a lot of their policies. They're basically a bunch of socialists, but they're not even allowed to fly, folks. They've been basically banned. It's been all over the news. I mean, imagine, you can't get on planes. You can't travel. And you go to the airport, and they just say, sorry, and you go, but why? And they go, there's a listing here. You're listed. You're not allowed to fly. And if you argue, they just arrest you right on site. I mean, it's Nazi Germany, folks. Conservative and liberal advocates are banding together to oppose new airline passenger screening methods that they say will be a quantum leap in government surveillance programs. Well, yeah, it's total information awareness. It's the Matrix system, they announced. It's DARPA. And it goes on and on, folks. It is so, so important that everybody understand that it's just massive tyranny. By the way, that scumbag, degenerate demon who raped all those children got beaten to death. And I didn't comment on it yesterday because I don't really want to get into what my opinion is. I mean, I cannot say I'm sad he got killed. I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie to people, so I have to comment. I mean, I think it's very dangerous to have a climate, though, where people can be murdered in prison, and a lot of good people get killed in prison because the warden will order it. But at the same time, a lot of criminals don't like being in the jail cell with scumbag punks. The guy should have gotten the death penalty. One of the other fellow criminals shouldn't have had to dispatch this demon back to Hades. I mean, that's basically what it boils down to. And I was watching Fox News, and they said that, well, the man that killed him was a homophobe, and this shows how we have homophobia in America. He was extremely homophobic. I mean, you're put in a jail cell with a demon, and I heard the demon was acting weird and doing weird stuff, and he got beat to death. I mean, I'm sorry. If you put me in a jail cell with a demon, I don't know what I'd do. I'm going to be honest with you. It's like Jeffrey Dahmer. You know, they didn't execute that piece of trash, and somebody beat him to death up in Wisconsin with a broom handle. And again, I'm not a violent person, but I mean, you stick me in a jail cell with Jeffrey Dahmer, I don't know what I'd do. And now they're calling him bad, the guy that beat him to death. And obviously, you know, it's again, I'm not going to say any more about it. All I'm saying here is that don't put me in a jail cell with one of these people. And then to watch the news. Go and see, this shows the homophobia in America. Homophobia? What? How about demon phobia? Just absolutely amazing. Again, I don't want to get off into some two-hour-long discussion about that, but, I mean, I've heard all the neocons talking about how it was wrong this guy beat this demon to death. That guy had abused thousands of children brutally. Selling them to other degenerate demons? I mean, I say take them all, have them tried by a jury of their peers, and execute every last one of them. U.S. Saudis, see, now I guess I'm a pedophobe. I'll probably be arrested for being a pedophobe. You know, they arrest you in England for being a, quote, homophobe. Now we have those articles on the website. That's incredible, folks. U.S. Saudis plan anti-terror force, BBC, Saudi Arabia, and the United States are to create a joint task force aimed at combating the funding of extremist groups in the country, U.S. reports have said. Agents from the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Internal Revenue Service are due to fly to Riyadh this week to begin setting up the force, the Washington Post newspaper reported. So the IRS is like the CIA, folks. Isn't that interesting? And, of course, that's all staged. We've read the articles where the bombings over in the Philippines, the bombings in Bali, the bombings everywhere of the government. Even the Saudis say the British government's carrying out the bombings over there. Pentagon counsels patience in weapons of mass destruction hunt in Iraq. Reuters is reporting, and yes, here's the incredible headline of the Washington Post. The White House and Downing Street are saying Saddam planted fake evidence of weapons of mass destruction. Now, how stupid can you get? He would plant evidence that would get him in trouble. And, oh, so he made them say those balloon trucks were pumping up hydrogen balloons were bioweapon trucks. He made them make the fake document out of Niger. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Also, they're reporting that abandoned weaponry litters Iraq, U.S. faulted for not securing Hussein-era munitions, which are being used to kill our troops. Just terrible. And war games set at sea target North Koreans, Herald Sun. Warships and surveillance aircraft from up to 11 nations will practice high seas interdiction of northern Australia next month in an exercise aimed at North Korea and its suspected trade in missiles and weapons of mass destruction. Now remember, 6 months ago, Rumsfeld released the battle plan to invade as early as October. That's what the Associated Press said. Rumsfeld released the plan to invade North Korea in October, and of course they're trying to get Kim Jong-il to do something stupid, to strike first, and then they get to have World War III, and now they've had all these troop movements, and they're interdicting North Korean ships, really escalating things. Defense sources say details about the timing and extent of the exercise in interception, boarding, and seizure have not been widely publicized because of fears of derailing the crucial peace talks going on in Beijing today. You talk about doublespeak. And then there's a bunch of articles about why the U.S. needs the U.N., and now they'll reluctantly, on the surface, have the U.N. come in as the good cop. It's another BBC article. And Blair on dossier, defensive after crowds jeer him. Tony Blair has defended his role in preparing the government's controversial Iraq dossier after crowds jeered him as he made his way to the Hutton inquiry. And so all over, Ashcroft gets jeered, gets booed. Bush does. All of them, they all do it. We'll be right back, and we'll go to Gary and Tom and others.
Ask yourself these questions. Do you miss out on time with your loved ones? Are you making what you're worth? Are you wasting your life building someone else's fortune? Why not build your own? Imagine working your own hours, building your own business, generating an unlimited residual income, and having the time to enjoy it. With your own life force business, you can have all this and more. Why not have the home and car of your choice? Why not take luxurious vacations? Why not send your kids to college? Why not retire rich? Healthcare practitioners have used and recommended Body Balance to tens of thousands of their patients for over 15 years. With LifeForce International, you'll receive world-class mentoring and training. Learn from industry experts how you can realize your own dreams. Take action today. Call 877-4-MY-LIFE. That's 877-469-5433 or visit us on the web at www.ineedbodybalance.com. 877-4-MY-LIFE or on the web at ineedbodybalance.com. LifeForce Independent Member. Distribution in the U.S. market only. LFI UAC 8217-4741. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, folks, I know that we got loaded phones. We're going to get to everybody's calls. We also got Glenn Spencer coming up, but I'm going to go to calls early in this interview with him. He'll just be with us about 30 minutes. We'll get to JQ and Robert and everybody and Gary and the Toms that are there. But it's important to understand that there's just a lot of news that you need to go read at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, I got one right here out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Steel not seen as factor in WTC collapse. Associated Press also reports early tests on steel beams from the World Trade Center show they generally met or were stronger than design requirements, ruling them out as a contributing cause of the collapse of the towers, federal investigators said Wednesday. Now, everybody already said jet fuel, no matter what you did, couldn't melt those beams. Explosions clearly went off, and we've covered all that. But here they are now admitting that it wasn't what Nova and Discovery Channel said caused the towers to collapse. And that's really weird to have federal investigators come out and admit that. I guess they just don't even care now. I mean, that's on the website. And there's a bunch of articles here about the U.S. government still arming everybody with chemical and biological weapons. I got this fluoride-linked low IQ study shows. I got massive reports here from U.S. major universities and other universities that we've just got to get to. Just there's so much here, folks. And we're about to go right to your calls. I want to encourage everybody to join me on September 11th, who can make it, at 7 p.m. at the Alamo Draft House Movie Theater at the West Oaks Mall, big new mall there in Houston. September 11th, 7 to midnight. We're going to show Road to Tyranny and George Lucas's THX 1138 with Robert Duvall. $7 gets you into both films, and I'm going to speak for 30 minutes. And, of course, all those proceeds go to Fight the New World Order. Well, half of it goes to the movie theater. But I hope to see everybody out there for that. And details are on InfoWars.com right now. And I also hope that everybody gets Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, my new film, the new book we just published from Paul Watson, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. We're also carrying Fritz Springmeier's Bloodlines, the Illuminati. You want to be blown away, this book will do it. Tex Mars's great book, Order Out of Chaos. That's Order of Chaos is our book. Circle of Intrigue, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free at 1-888-253-3139. We're also carrying George Humphrey's great 3+ hour audio CD set with The Grand Illusion, The Great Illusion, 911. You need to get those. Excellent, great exposés. $18.95 for 3 hours of that and a free booklet. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Get the info war today. Let's talk to Gary. Go ahead, Gary. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. This morning on one of the Kansas City stations, I guess they're going to have a big training up this weekend. You know, Compass, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, they said, and all the way up to Minnesota on I-35.
Hey, who's going to have a training event?
Well, the state police or somebody, they said they were going to have a lot of stops on all of I-35, so I thought that was kind of strange.
Well, yeah, they always announce checkpoints for this, checkpoints for that. It's all federally funded to do it,
yeah,
to train you to accept internal checkpoints.
They did one back on Memorial Weekend. They had 6,000 stops. I know a guy that wife works for the county over here. And only 6 arrests. She said it was a waste of money and time for that.
But it's
county.
Not for the globalists, see.
Oh, no.
The drug war hasn't failed. They got more of us in prison, more drugs. They're funding their system.
So if you go on vacation now...
Education hasn't failed. It's dumbed all the kids down. It's done its job.
Yeah, so if you go on vacation now, you get frisked at the airlines or you get frisked on the road if you get lucky to be stopped.
Well, yeah, it's all part of Nazi Germany. In Nazi Germany, they had checkpoints and you had to show your papers. It's part of freedom. Again, you're a Nazi if you're against the Nazis. Anyway, stay there. I'll let you finish up. We'll get to others. Then here in about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, we'll get Glenn Spencer on. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the water...